All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1. We got to talk football. First of all, big shout out to the Bucks. I got an email from y'all yesterday saying, yo, you was looking for some offseason moves, man.
Yeah, we made some moves.
We making moves, dog. I'm like, all right, who we get? Who we get? Yeah. Who we got? We got Michael Vick coming back.
Oh, God, no, not at all.
The Buccaneers have become the first NFL team with two female coaches on staff.
Yes.
That's our move.
Yes, that is our move.
So far.
Mm-hmm. And the kicker.
Oh, we got a kicker, too?
Yeah, we got a kicker.
Okay,
all right. We got Carlos Santos.
Okay. Yeah, so we got a kicker and coaches.
Yeah. But we're the first, this is the first time in the NFL that's happened.
Yeah. That's how we get on the front page. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But wait a minute. Like, I hear that sarcasm.
We did something awesome.
That's going to sell tickets.
I mean.
Where did it say where they came from? Like, what were they doing previously?
Assistant coaches, Maral
Jadafar.
And Lori Locus, as Locus, are also the first full-time female coaches in history, in franchise history. Locus will be an assistant defensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Javafidar, because there's a consonant in there.
Sorry.
Listen. All right.
Coach J.
The bad guy in Aladdin.
I mean, yeah, for real. That was Jafar.
Jafar.
It's not Jafar, but I'm saying there's a Defar at the end of it. So Vada Defar.
Right.
Javadavadafar. Coach J.
There you go.
Is an assistant strength and conditioning coach. So
that's
out of the two, that's probably the one you don't. Well, both of them, defensive line assistant and strength and conditioning, both of them slap you up. So
don't roll up
on them and shock them and ask for some. Anyway, Bruce Arians said, I know how hard it is to get that first coaching opportunity at the highest level of professional sports. So, Glazer family. General manager, all of them embrace it. So
I think it's cool.
We have made the papers that way. But.
It is cool. I know we were expecting maybe something different because I don't follow this 100% like you guys do, but I know that there's been a lot of moves being made in the NFL lately.
Yeah,
with all kinds of teams. there's been headlines with everything. You can name them. I mean, even Dallas is picking up Randall Cobb. It's it's just certain movement. Clay Matthews goes to the Rams. It's and they already got nine people that can kill you on the Rams. But fine, give them Clay Matthews too. But then we got Carlos Santos, which is a good kicker. I'm all okay.
Yeah.
And then we get on the front page because we Jackie Robinson in over here with ladies. That's awesome. It is awesome.
It is a good
but
look.
But can we sprinkle in the fact that Le'Veon Bell is leaving the Jets and coming here? Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, go and kidnap Antonio Brown? Bring him on over here, let him play with Mike.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some big moves tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Give me something.
I don't know.
I'm glad that we got extra clipboards being passed out, but can we get something?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.